This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, December 22nd. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear how one Central Illinois family has made growing Christmas trees a tradition. And a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first today's news. A 14-year-old juvenile has been arrested in connection with the release of pepper spray at Urbana Middle School. Officers say the boy is being charged with unlawful use of a weapon. The incident yesterday sickened some middle school students and staff and forced an evacuation. District 116 spokeswoman Kathy Wallig says the readily available irritant was released in a hallway of the 8th grade wing at a time when the hall would have been fairly crowded.
Everybody who came in contact with that immediately began to react. We notified Urbana Fire and Rescue, evacuated the 7th and 8th graders who at that time were coming and going to lunch, so a lot of them would have had access to that hallway.
Carl and Provena Covenant Hospitals say they received a combined 20 people by ambulance. All were treated and released. Firefighters cleared the school building of the pepper spray as the students waited elsewhere in the building, as well as the adjacent aquatic center and high school. They returned to class about an hour later. A Champaign County coroner's jury says the October falling death of a University of Illinois student on campus was an accident. An investigator with U of I police says 20-year-old Christopher Fu had become much more adventurous and outgoing just days before his fall from a tower outside the WILL studios. Detective Robert Murphy says Fu's behavior was similar to what one might exhibit if they were contemplating suicide, but other actions contradicted that.
Some of his friends indicated that he was a little bit on the depressed side, which would lean towards a suicide. But then again, he was very outgoing too, which would lead to he was in a good mood. So there was conflicting thing. That's why he thought maybe it was an accident that he climbed the tower to face his fears and then he accidentally fell off. We're not sure.
Murphy says Fu did not leave a suicide note and had not been using drugs or alcohol. The U of I junior had been affiliated with a parkour Facebook group, a former campus club that engaged in clearing small ledges and other obstacles. Fu's body was found outside Campbell Hall off North Goodwin Avenue on the morning of October 23rd. Metra says it's taking recommendations from a report released yesterday on a 2005 derailment in Chicago very seriously. The National Transportation Safety Board says the accident that killed two women was likely caused by an engineer who didn't pay attention to signals and operated the train too fast. It says Metra contributed to the accident by failing to recognize the risks posed by a difference between track speed and crossover speed. The NTSB's report says a locomotive and five cars derailed as the train traveled 69 miles per hour, where it should have been going 10 miles per hour. It says the accident could have been prevented had the train had a system that automatically applied brakes. A spokeswoman says Metra hopes to soon begin implementing a system that could help brake trains in the event of human error or a signal problem. Aviation officials say nearly 240,000 passengers will pass through Chicago's O'Hare International Airport today, the busiest day of the buildup to Christmas and New Year's Day. 62,000 people are expected to go through Midway Airport. But travel might be frustrating due to a blizzard this week that closed Denver's airport and fog yesterday in Chicago and London. Tens of thousands of travelers have been rerouted and stranded, complicating the pre-Christmas travel crunch. Officials say nearly 3 million travelers will travel through Chicago's airports from yesterday until the end of the year. U.S. Representative Rahm Emanuel says he wants to pass legislation allowing Americans to buy prescription drugs from Canada and other countries at cheaper prices. It's something senior citizens and others have clamored for, but the government and pharmaceutical industry have opposed it. The latest proposal to legalize the importation of prescription drugs is similar to a previous measure and will be reintroduced by Emanuel, one other Democrat, and two Republicans. Speaking in Chicago yesterday, Emanuel said it's his first legislation in the new Congress under a Democratic majority meant to ensure people can get the medication they need at affordable prices. The trade group Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America issued a statement yesterday saying there's no way to guarantee the safety of imported drugs. An Urbana High School administrator says the decision to cut remedial classes in the next academic year will get all students working towards the same goals. Assistant Principal Greg Johnson says those in remedial courses haven't been prepared for subjects like algebra and others found on standardized state tests. Johnson says the change will no doubt be a challenge for some, but he calls it the right challenge.
A kid who has an A in what essentially is an 8th grade math class or a 7th grade math class at the high school level, it's not really an A, you know what I mean? And if 9th grade skills are what we really should be assessing in the 9th grade, I think we need to be straight with ourselves and say that, okay, 9th grade skills are Algebra 1, and we need to do everything we can to get all of our students at that point.
Urbana High School will offer support classes for those needing assistance in these areas. The drawback of the schedule change means that there will be fewer opportunities for students to take electives. But Johnson says students that excel in support classes can take proficiency exams to get out of them. One class that had been required for graduation, speech, will become an elective. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. For families celebrating Christmas, one of the most enduring traditions is gathering around the Christmas tree. But one Central Illinois family has made growing the trees a tradition since 1959. Amanda Venicky explains how a symbol of the season became a way of life.
Christmas is just around the corner, but something's noticeably missing from the large tree situated squarely in the front of Frank Evans's home. No ornaments hang from its branches.
No, not decorated. Why would you decorate a beautiful Christmas tree?
The tree, he says, is perfect. He would know. Frank Evans has spent much of his 78 years growing and selling them. It began as a bit of a mistake. He wanted to control erosion of his land and had heard planting evergreens would do the trick. Soon enough, neighbors started knocking on his door to ask if his Christmas trees were for sale. And that's how 4E's Trees in Decatur began to take root. The motivation behind the company, Frank explains, was financial.
Well, yeah. 4 boys in 4 years and 4 kids in college is high priced.
My parents set the company up for my brothers and I, and this was our way to earn our way through college.
Ron Evans and his brothers were all younger than 10 when they started running their Christmas tree farm.
There were times where when we didn't have the road structure that we have now, we would cut a tree down and literally carry it out for customers for a quarter of a mile.
Ron says all 4 Evans boys succeeded. The Christmas trees they raised made it into the homes of enough families that the brothers made enough money to pay their ways through college. Then they all left the business, leaving it in their father's care. One brother became a microbiologist, another a cabinet maker, and the youngest a businessman. Ron worked as an engineer, but he says as he rides a small tractor through the evergreen fields, after a decade of office life, he found himself pining for his former lifestyle.
It's nice and peaceful and don't have to worry about traffic jams and everything else.
So in 1991, he came back, and for the past 15 years, Ron spent nearly every day of his life planning, plotting, planting, and harvesting Christmas trees. Ron exudes holiday spirit. Like Santa, his cheeks are ruddy red and his demeanor's full of cheer. He jokes with his employees, makes small talk with his customers, and happily tosses bones to his dog, Tannenbaum. There's no belly, red suit, or stocking hat. He's 6 foot tall and fit. Ron wears lined overalls and a flannel shirt with a baseball cap. But Ron has something else in common with Santa. For both men, December's the busy season. And it takes them both the entire year to prepare for Christmas. For instance, Ron explains,
these buds are where the branches will come out of next year. This is what we have to teach our crews when we're trimming trees, is to basically read the branch, understand how the tree is going to grow.
He and his crew individually shear, by hand, about 200,000 evergreens each summer.
So that probably should come off.
In fact, it can take up to 15 years for Ron and other growers to raise a tree under which Santa can put his gifts. That's the case with the balsam fir. Illinois summers get too warm for those trees, but some customers love their short needles and strong pine scent so much that Ron now has a smaller farm in Wisconsin where he grows them. He then pays to bring more than 2,000 of the furs to Illinois for people like Gabe Munoz to buy.
Can I help you, sir?
Once Munoz has one picked out,
it'll be $43.
Okay, all right, we'll take this one.
Ron asks if he wants it shaken and baled.
We shake the dead needles out of it, and then we bale it up to make it easier to handle.
Okay, yeah.
No, there's no charge to do it.
Okay.
This involves placing the trunk into a contraption called the shaky. Then the tree is slid through another machine, which presses in the branches, then swirls string around it, so the fur ends up looking like a closed umbrella. Other customers prefer to go into the fields themselves and pick out a white or Scotch pine raised in Illinois. For many families, Ron says, it's a tradition, including his own. They put up 3 Christmas trees, but the important one, the one the presents go under, is always a Scotch pine that they select in early fall before the holiday season begins. That, however, is where the tree tradition may end in the Evans family. Ron's own 3 sons have grown up helping him run the farm. Ron pays them a salary, which they're to use to pay for college. Once they finish, Ron doesn't foresee any of them coming back to Decatur to farm Christmas trees.
You know, I'm looking at retiring in 15 years, give or take. So in the next year or two, I will probably stop planting trees in Wisconsin. And probably the next 10 years, I'll stop planting trees in Illinois. Unless, you know, this is all subject to change if they decide to come back and work the business. But as it stands right now, the business will probably be shut down when I retire.
Until then, thousands of people will wake up on Christmas morning with a tree raised at 4E's Trees. Some may be annual visitors who realize at least a bit of the work that goes into bringing them their Yuletide centerpiece. Others, across Illinois or as far away as Denver, will have no idea where their tree was grown, nor the family history that nurtured it. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
And the holiday weekend forecast for East Central Illinois. Occasional showers early in the morning. Scattered showers late this morning and afternoon. A high of 52 degrees. A chance of rain at 90%. Mostly cloudy tonight. Patchy dense fog after midnight. Colder with a low of 35. Partly sunny tomorrow. Colder with a high around 42. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy. The low around 28. Sunday, partly sunny skies. The high around 42. And mostly cloudy Sunday night through Monday night, with lows around 25 degrees, highs around 38 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, December 22nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.